All right, Shavuot say good evening. So I know we normally learn the Torah of Rabbi Nachman in this shir, usually the Kutei Moharan and the Kutei Halachas, but tonight I want to focus a little bit on some pieces by Rabbi Levi Yitzchok today. As I mentioned in the WhatsApp message, is the 218th yard site of Rabbi Levi Yitzchok. Meaning it was today. Already now we're in the yard site. So no, on the Dafyomi. Who needs to be added? It's the I'm going to add you. Well, you're starting tomorrow, so you get added. All right, so what I want to share with you a little bit of a different kind of share. First, I'd like to go with you a little bit through the biography of Rabbi Levi Yitzchok, tell you a little bit about the Rebbe, and then share with you a maisa from the Rebbe. And you know, by the Rebbe's, by the tzaddikim in general, the Maisalach are as important as the Torah, because sometimes it's through the stories that we really learn the true neshama of the tzaddik. So take a look on page 1 in your packet here. I believe Yitzchok Miberditchev Nolan Bishnas 1740 Be'ir Hoskov. So the Rebbe was born in the year 1740, city of Hoskov, Galitzia. L'aviv Rabbi Meir, so his father is Rabbi Meir. Mimishpacha miyuchasas the Kamador Sharabanim. And Rabbi Yitzchok was known to have come. The family name is Drembricker. So it was known to be a family of multiple generations of Rabbanim. Lama Torah biyir Yaroslav Nasi Ishabas Mishpacha Shira. He married into a very wealthy family. Halohi Mishpachas Peretz Milabertov. Okay, so apparently this was a well-known mishpacha as well. Shetzteina bi'avas ha-Torah v'ha'isem mefarneses har-beit ha-midi chachamim aniyim. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak grows up in a rabbinic family. The part that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was also known as a child prodigy. So growing up in the city of Huskov in Galicia, born into a very prominent rabbinic family, marries into a very wealthy family. Paragraph B. Bi'ir Lobertov, shichnua b'shem Yerushalayim ha-ktano. Hashem Rov Lomdei Torah Sheba. So the city Lobertov was known as the small Jerusalem, Yerushalayim HaKetana, because there were so many people there learning Torah. Yashav Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Kama Shanim Bi'ala Shal Torah. Ves Halich Ba'ava Ubereus Im Lomdim Gidolim. Afis Karev Arab Shmel Kaharvitz Mi Nicholsburg. Tamid Amagim Mi Mezrich. Shashim Yishpiyam Mahim Rav. Brit Shva Smucha. We many kibul Torah bechasidus. Yachad Ram Shmelka Nasa El Hamagid Mezrich. So the part that we're not really going to focus on so much over here is Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's his family's incredible objection to his embracing the way of chasidus. Remember again, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak is born in the year 1740. You're talking about less than 100 years after Shabtai Tzvi, right? So remember, again, this is why Hasidus in general was met with so much suspicion. And, you know, there was an incredible emphasis on the Rianic Kabbalah. There was an incredible emphasis on the Tzaddik. People were still recovering from the whole debacle with Shabtai Tzvi. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's family did not take kindly to his embracing of Hasidus. Also, to be clear, he really only founded Rav Shmelka of Nicholsburg and the Magid of Mezrich already after he was married. So he was an adult. He was already an established family man, prominent rabbinic family, himself established as a great Talmud Chacham. Paragraph C. L'shana nikra b'shmelko in Nicholsburg, l'chayin shem b'rabanos, v'rab lebi Yitzchak ala b'mkoma akisi harabanos, b'rit shvo. So what happens? Rav Shmelko went to Nicholsburg, where he became the rab there, and Rav Levi Yitzchak went and occupied his rabanos. Ulam, this is amazing, hamisnagdim shebe'ira tfuhu ba'afu b'chima v'garmalo tzarsuros. Because Rabbi Levi Yitzchak at this point in time was a chassid, his appointment as Rav of the city was met with incredible animosity. And the misnagdim in the city were very unhappy with him. Ad shepam achos, listen to this, ba'oshan l'rabba, ne'alatz livrach min ha'ir. Things got so bad, can you imagine this? Things got so bad for the rabbi, that's what? He had to run away from the city. Like literally run away. Hu halach b'regel, he had to run away on foot. Literally, he left behind his possessions, he left behind his family, he just had to get out of town. That's how bad they made his circumstances.
Well, he wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you.
You get an Uber. You
give me an Uber. Thank you, Rajak. So sweet. But you give me a little bit of time to pack. Thank you, Baruch Hashem. I appreciate it. I wouldn't just maybe you pack to send me some lunch or something. So paragraph D. I think you made the point. I mean, we got it. Vishnas Tav Kav 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 Hei Niskabal Rav Bizolchov. So then what happens? He becomes the Rav in the city of Zolochov. Michutz Shedlitz Bepolanyo. The Gambi Yerzu Mardu HaMisnagdim Eschayiv. So remember again, even there, essentially, Rav Levi Yitzchak, here's the interesting about Rav Levi Yitzchak, is that he was an incredible Talmud Chacham. And as such, again, no one could argue with his Talmud Chacham credentials. The part that got very difficult was his affiliation with Chassidus. And wherever he went, the Misnagdim literally made his life miserable. So you could see some of these stories. Ach Yom Echad, in paragraph D, third line down. So what happens? He's appointed to the Rav in the city of Pinsk. Now, Pinsk was a major, right? Balarasha was a major, major city, a major Abonos. So what happens to the Rav in Pinsk? He says, Ach Yom Echad, Kishrab Levi Yitzchak Haya Etzlo Etzal Rabomi Mezrich. One day when Rab Levi Yitzchak was visiting the Magid of Mezrich, listen to this. Hisnaplu Hamisnagdim al Beso, Vaharsu Eskol Kle Beso, Afoshivu Rav Acharbim Komo. Listen to this. While he was gone, what did they do? They ransacked his house. They put his family and a few belongings on a cart, on a wagon filled with manure, shipped them out of town, and appointed a new Rav in his stead. This is all, he's away for a couple of years by the Magid of Mezrich. Ransack his house, pack up his family, put them on a cart with manure, ship them out to the outskirts of the city, and appoint a new Rav in his stead. I'm saying this is the antagonism that Rav Levi Yitzchak faced.
You're going to Poland.
I'm sorry?
You're going to Poland.
Yeah, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to change my locks. May Oz Hayy Rav Levi Yitzchak Nav in Admi Early Year. V'chai Ba'oni B'dachkos. So at this point in time, Rav Levi Yitzchak really, for a variety of reasons, did not find another Abonos. And he just simply traveled from city to city in incredible poverty. Incredible poverty. U'kitotza miridifos ha-misnagdim. Locker Rav Levi Yitzchak bismotetus atzavim. Aval hisoshesh. So the biographer over here, this is a Simcha Raz, who is a known biographer, writes something amazing. He said that Rav Levi Yitzchak experienced a period of depression, which, of course, is quite understandable, given the fact, you know, in general, when you give your life for the Klal, and the Klal turns its back on you, that's a Moshe Rabbeinu experience. All great leaders experience this at some point in time. It's very traumatic. When it happens repeatedly, even Rav Levi Yitzchak has difficulty overcoming that. What happens? Lebasof matza shalva kasher b'shana tafkuf mem hey nilkach acher kvod l'shamish mar d'asa beber dichev ir ve'im b'Yisrael ve'hu az ben mem hey shana. In the year 1785, at the young age of 45, Rav Levi Yitzchak is appointed Rav of Berdichev. And it's finally in Berdichev that he finds a shtetl, that he finds a community, that he finds a kehila who accepts him, who loves him, who embraces him, who treasures him. And that is where Rav Levi Yitzchak serves in that capacity as Rav of Berdichev, ultimately again until the end of his days. Remember again, he's known as Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. There's no Berdichev or Chassidus, right? He's Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev because that was the city in which, you know, there are certain personalities that transcend any particular sect or any particular group. They're Rebbes for Klal Yisrael. So the Baal Shem Tov was Rebbe for Klal Yisrael, the Magid of Mezrich, Rebbe for Rebbe Yisrael Berdichev, a Rebbe for Klal Yisrael. So what's particularly also amazing about this is the fact that Rebbe Yitzchak Berdichev, you know, each of the great Hasidic masters are known for different midos. Rav Levi Yitzchak is known for his incredible Avas Yisrael. There's just an incredible love for every single Jew. Rav Levi Yitzchak was able to see the good, able to see the beauty in every single person, even the most base Jew. He was able to see all the beauty. What's amazing is as follows. Well, so we know this from our own lives. What happens when you get stabbed in the back? And what happens when you get betrayed? What happens? Once, you could get over it. Twice, you could get over it. At a certain point in time, you just become bitter, jaded, cynical, untrusting, all of these different things, to still have an incredible burning sense of Avas Yisrael, even when you have been literally, like, backstabbed in such dramatic ways, is an incredible thing. Is an incredible thing. So it's a testament to the Rebbe's incredible personality. So if you turn the page to page 2, so the Rebbe goes that Kilas Beradichev, Haisa Kilas Agidola, Hakilos Agdolos Berusia. So remember again, Beradichev was one of the larger communities in Russia. Amazingly enough, this was a city that was predominantly Hasidic, which ultimately, again, makes life obviously much easier for Rabbi Yitzchak, although there are many Misnagdim, and the Misnagdim respected Rabbi Yitzchak as well. If you skip down a little bit, paragraph G. Beiso haya pasuach l'chol ani umar nefesh. His home was open to every person with a difficult life. Libo leiv rachamon, he had a kind heart. Va'af shem bishpachto hu drembricker. Kolomar rachamon. Kambir Raditchov. Nasrab Levi Yitzchok Chaviva'am v'hirba kisri agados v'harbi kisri agados nikshiru l'rosho. So ultimately, again, in Berdichev is where really Rabbi Levi Yitzchok flourished. Paragraph H. Rabbi Levi Yitzchok mitamidov havasikin shal Rabbi Dov Ber Hamagid Agolim Mezrich. Rabbi Levi Yitzchok was one of the primary disciples, even though he was really brought into Hasidus by Rav Shmelk of Nikolsburg. His Rebbe. Was the Magid of Mezrich. That's who identified as his Rebbe. Skip down a little bit, paragraph J. Shanim Yashar Blev Yitzchak Al Kisa Aranas Baradichev Ubiyam Chav Hei B'Tishrei on the 25th of Tishrei. Shavuot was today. Nisbakish Li Yeshiva Shama, the year 1810. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak returns his soul back to his creator. Rabbi Nachman Mibrezlov Kari Osa B'Chayiv. So Rabbi Nachman, when he used to speak about Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, he would say about him, Fe'er Yisrael, that he was the crown of the Jewish people. U'kishen iftar amar alav, mish yesh lo einayim pekuchos, roem mamish, shekava or ha'olam v'na'aseh choshech. When the Levi Yitzchak passed away, Rabbi Nachman said, you could see the world has become darker. There's less light in the world now as a result of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's passing. Hachozim milublin amar, kol yom ani kovea lishar lehodos la'ashem, this is so beautiful. I'll say, the Chose of Lublin used to take time out each and every day, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing down a neshama like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak to this world. Right? Pretty amazing. Just the end of the biographical section. La'achar p'tirasa shel Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, after death of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, this is paragraph L on page 3. Lo nasna ha'ir od es kese harabonos l'shamish. But this is actually very interesting. Berdichev never appointed another Rav after the death of Rav Levi Yitzchak. Rather, shuv lo haya ba'ala dayonim. They had dayonim, so meaning they had people who could pask in shilas, they had people I'm sure could give drushas, but they never appointed another Rav. Which I will say, by the way, is an interesting thing, because you see this in other places. Like, see this is currently the situation in Lubavitch, it's the situation in Breslov, which, again, is an interesting thing to think about. Obviously, there are certain personalities who can never be replicated and never be replaced. You can't make another Rabbi Yitzchak. No one's ever going to be another Rabbi Nachman. No one's going to be another Lubavitch Rebbe. But again, so this gets into a much deeper discussion. That about sometimes lesser leadership is better than no leadership. You know, this is Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. You recognize that, okay, it's hard to replicate the leaders of yesteryear. I understand. But at the end of the day, sometimes you have to maximize what you have with what you have. So, amazingly enough, they never appointed another Rav in Berdichev after Rav Levi Yitzchak. The community instead just subsisted with the appointment of Dan, we're able to pass Kinder Shaila. So that's, again,
did the city live on?
Yeah. Berdichev was a vibrant city until the war. It was a vibrant city until the war. Yeah. So again, it lived on. Was life there? The same as Rabbi Yitzchak? I don't know. I can't imagine it was much of a center for Hasidus once the Rebbe was gone, because the Hasidim flocked to see the Rebbe. And as I say, I want to be clear. I'm not doing justice to the biography of Rabbi Yitzchak, but at least it gives you an incredible window into this magnificent personality. Personally, what I find most striking is the setbacks. You understand, the Rebbe really didn't find his niche until 45. which by the way, if you notice, is an ongoing theme amongst leaders in Klal Yisrael. It takes time to find your footing. Moshe Rabbeinu found his footing at the age of 80. Rabbi Akiva finds his footing at the age of 40. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak finds his communal footing at the age of 45. It takes time. It's a difficult business. It's a difficult malacha. But what's so striking is Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was mistreated so profoundly and so many times, yet never allowed himself to become cynical, jaded, or mistrustful of his fellow Jew. Just the opposite. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak is ultimately known as Sanigorin Shel Yisrael. He's known as the defender of the Jewish people. An incredible burning love for every single Jew.
Did he have a Talmud?
Rabbi Levi Yitzchak did have Talmidim. I don't know who his... I have to look up. I don't know offhand who his Talmidim were. But yes, correct. It was the Baal Shem Tov, right? And again, even Magid Mezrich, the primary Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov, the Magid himself has multiple Talmidim, amongst them Rav Shmuel of Nicholsburg, who is the one who introduced Rabbi Levi Yitzchak to the Magid. Offhand, I don't know Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's Talmidim, but he definitely did have Talmidim. All right, Mitch, I'll follow up with that.
Well, that would have been who would have preserved
his writings, his legacy. Yeah. I don't know about his children. That's the part that I don't know. I don't know about his familial offspring either. Besides his Talmidim, I don't know. I have to look into that more. So I want to share with you just what I think is a beautiful Maisa that helps to capture, like, the Hashkafa Sachaimer of Levi Yitzchak. So turn to page 4. The next page. So the title of the story is Maleish Lichuscha Ba'olam Ba'emuna. I was very taken by the story. So the Mechaber says as follows: Be'achar ha'kfarim ha'yagar ishtam v'yasher derech. One of the small villages, simple Jew lived there. Be'mekom Hashem v'sabev l'kfar kino b'shem Mendel ha'pundiki. So in the surrounding areas, they called him Mendel the innkeeper. Mendel the innkeeper. Mishum shekol chayev hisparnes me'ish me'apundok shamad liyad eima derech. This guy Mendel, how did he support himself? He had a little inn. And that inn was by the side of the road. And that's how he supported himself. Mendel the Pundiki, right? Pundak in Aramaic is an inn. Fine. Paragraph B. Keshekervu yimei azikna shaka Mendel b'erhurim. Well, you know, as Mendel was getting older, as we all get older, we become more reflective. So or introspective. So Mendel begins to think to himself, you know, Rov Shnosi, Shnosai chalfu alai b'kfar b'havavarik. You know, I've spent most of my life in this inn. I've spent most of my life literally living in the middle of nowhere. He says, Mazakti mashkos legoyim sovam uleroznim shikurim. Eine ira'u ma'ase hololo shal pritzim shtuvei zima. Va'ozni shamu ga'aros para shal ikarim purum l'shimtza. He says, listen, you know, Bosai, how did inns make their primary money? It wasn't through the renting of rooms. It was the bar. So Mendel says, you know, how have I spent my life? I've been a barkeeper, right? I've been a bartender. And I've been pouring drinks. And you know, who comes into the bar? It's not the upper echelons of society. And I've been surrounded ultimately again by these base individuals my entire life. I've been surrounded by their immorality. I've been surrounded by their foul mouths, by their foul language. I've been surrounded by their baseness my entire life. Tfila si lo haisa tfila. You know, I never had time to daven. Bahu lo haisa al regel achas haisa, you know, because when you're running the inn, what's going to happen? It's 24/7. This one's going to need this, and this is going to... I never even had time to daven. Enene yodea yoser mesher lemalmel shema Yisrael. I don't even know how to daven. The only thing I know how to do is what? I can say shema Yisrael. Pam b'shom yom kippurim, hispalalti yachad im kol Yisrael. You know, once a year I'd go into town for davening. Yom Kippur, the inn would close Yom Kippur, I'd go into town, and even then I held the machzor in my hand. The truth is, I wasn't familiar with most of the tefillos. So Mendel the Pundiki makes a decision. Case, Ba'arav Yomai Higia Hazman She'achin She'achin La'atzmit Seidel Derech Arachoka B'ni Shaika She'igia L'Pirko Hu Yishalich Im Aboim El Beis HaMeziga So what happens? So Mendel the Pundiki says, you know what? I'm going to retire. I have a son, Shaika. He's going to go out and take over the family business. Me, what am I going to do? Listen to his retirement plans. I'm going to move to the city. Li'ir Asa. Ekne Chumash. I'm going to buy myself a Chumash. Af Siddur Tfilah Chadash. Ekne, I'm going to buy myself a new Siddur. Sha'os Yosef. Mi'iros Enayim. One of those big print Siddurim. Kimo Kol Yehudi Espalo Shalosh Pamim Biyom Bekavana. Va'af Torah En Asa Lelmod. So it's actually really beautiful. So Mendel Pundiki says, what's my retirement? I'm going to buy myself a Chumash. A large print Siddur. I'm going to get myself a nice little house next door to the shtiebel. I'm going to daven 3 times a day with the minyan and with kavanah. I'm going to learn some Torah, and that's my retirement. That's my retirement. Good. Paragraph C. Kara Mendel Shaika Benov Hifki Biyodas Apundak. So what happens? So Mendel calls in his son Shaika. Shaika, here's the deal. You take it over from my business. Shaika says, fine. Paragraph D. Shireis Shaika's Baya Pundak Biasra Seis V Kar Nimshwela Biasra Biasra Khaheshek. Shaika was a good businessman, monetized the inn, business was great. But here's one major difference. Paragraph E. Achme Asha Shaika Nasalamotia maybe Biske Aviv, Shina Pundak as Panav. But when Shaika took over the family business, he changed the business a little bit. Or I should say the business model. Shanim Harbe Shimesh Besam Ziga Achsanyala Ovre Orach. Yolu Yehudim Shahayu Nodim Bidrachim. Kisharaglayim Hayu Koshal Smeayafos Yodua Haholchim. Kiliat Imaderech Pasuach Lifneim Lerchava Pundak Pundakosha Mendel. You know, Mendel was alive. So he also made his parnasa from the inn. But he always did the following. Whenever there was a Jew in need, and a Jew who was traveling, who was tired, and maybe he didn't have the money to stay at the inn, Mendel always took him in. He fed him, he gave him to drink, gave him a warm place to sleep. Mendel always took care of the Jewish wayfarers, even if they could not afford the lodging. Aruch Chachama Muchan Alehem, he made sure they had a hot meal. Umita Mutsas Aleha, Yashuas Matzosem Haleos, gave them a warm bed, a clean bed. Mendel Hayenoig Lekabalas Aholchim Bepanim Shochakos. Ba'atzmo Hayu Omed Aleim Lesharsam. And when there was a Jew, a destitute Jew who would come to the inn, Mendel would always go ahead and wait on them himself. That was his chesed. I make my parnasa from my inn, but my inn also gives me the opportunity to do chesed for Jews in need. Turn the page. Paragraph F. B'mo'orinayim hayamagish lezekos chamer lezekosos yayin sraf. So to one person, he'd give him a tea, another person a little schnapps. But what happened? Achshav shemendel silek esatzel me'asakov lo haya pundak pasuach o la'ochem. What happened? Shaika has a little bit of a different business model. Shaika's model was what?
You pay
to eat, right? No freebies, not a welfare state. No freebies. You want to come, Jew, non-Jew alike, I'll give you, a 5-star service. But you're going to pay. And if you can't pay, much hatzlacha, but I have no food and I have no room and board for you. That was Shaika's business model. Paragraph G. Watch this. Mishenoda hadavar l'Rabbi Yitzchak mibradichev. Bikesh likroi love is Mendel apundiki. So word gets back to Rabbi Yitzchak. Because remember, again, we'll say, back to what we learned before. Rabbi Yitzchak's home was open to the poor, the destitute, and the brokenhearted. So he heard what was happening with Mendel's Inn. Mendel's Inn was known as a place to go. If you didn't have anything, Mendel would take you and he would wait on you and take care of you. Now that Shaika took over, so things have changed. Comes back to Rabbi Yitzchak. So one time, Rabbi Yitzchak saw Mendel. He said, Mendel, tell me, why did you retire? Hesiach Mendel asar b'fnei Rabbi v'amar, saros yil binu Rabbi, zakanti, mi yodea kama shanos chayim ya'aniku li omim romim. So he says, Rebbe, this Mendel talking to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rebbe, I'm old. My hair is white. I don't know how much more time I have in this world. Ubama avol b'fnei bezin shamalo. Hallo ka'ani ubabosh ka'ani ubabosh is panam emosham bifneim shechin im biyadilo torah velo tefila. So he says, Rebbe, I have to go to give a judgment, an accounting for my life. I don't know how to daven. I don't know how to learn. How am I going to show up before the Beis Din Shamala if I have no spiritual assets to my name? Ato kishabein doig leparnasa sabayis ravach li Rebbe ani kam b'chol boker misatif betalis mispalo mila b'mila mitoch kavana v'yesh li gam penai lahotzitz b'chumish b'mishnayis ato margish ani shes yatzei b'fnei pamaya shamalim chavilo shalmitzos in Torah Tfilah. Rebbe, now I bought myself a talis. I bought a large prince siddur. I bought a chumash. I daven three times a day with kavana. I'm learning chumash. I'm learning mishnayis. And I feel confident. These are my golden years. I feel like I'm living out my life the way I should be living out my life. And so after 120 or wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu summons me, I will have spiritual accomplishments to my name. Paragraph H, watch this. Shakua b'erhurim sam Rabbi Levi Yitzchak esed alasov shavali bagadav. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, deep in thought, put his hands into his sleeves. La'acher mikan nasa einav klapi mendel mu'ar panim amar lo b'shofi b'nachas. So Levi Yitzchak looks and says to Mendel the following. Paragraph I. Chachaminu amru. Eizuhu chacham hamakiris makomo. So the chachamim, our rabbi said, who is wise? He who knows his place. He who knows his place. What does that mean? HaKol echon miYisrael hakiris makom es hamakom shahabori hoilo ba'olam hazeh. He'll say, in this world, we each have different responsibilities and different positions. And every person has to know their position in this world, has to know their responsibility. And life is about figuring out how to maximize your place and not trying to figure out how to take someone else's. Paragraph J. Hamalchus sham b'mromim, kimo hamalchus, kimo aretz. Ukimin hagi amalchus kan kachmin hagim sham. Ayla lamalchus she'ein lo ela sari tzava bavad. V'chasem lo chayal pshutim. Chayal pashut haborech me'ashura kidei lios general davka. Asubogi amalchus. And I will say, in the spiritual realm works like the world down here. Just like in the world down here, the army needs generals and also needs foot soldiers. And if the foot soldier leaves the front line because he wants to be a general, he is shirking his responsibility and making the army vulnerable. Turn the page. Da Mendel. Ki generalim miyuchasim v'lamadonim. Yesh ala kadosh baruch hu dai b'lam. This is so beautiful. Paragraph K. So the Rebbe says to Mendel, Mendel, I have to tell you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has page, it's marked page 7. I missed that page. I'm sorry. He says, Mendel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more than enough generals in his world. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs? Chaserim lo chayolim pshutim v'ne'emanim. Shepashtusam dafka he'megalim ne'emanos l'melech ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more than enough generals. There are more than enough kings. The world has more than enough bosses. You know what the world needs? Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs some good foot soldiers who are willing to go into the trenches, who are willing to do the unglamorous work, but the work that is necessary to sustain the klal. He goes on, he says, Habori ma'amid kol echa b'mekomo shalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabosai puts each of us in the place we need to be, to execute the responsibilities he needs us to execute. Es mekomo shel zeh hu koveh b'beis medrash. One person, his makom is in the beis medrash. U'mekomo hashalahu b'kfar nidach. Another guy, his makom is the faraway village. Oscha Mendel he'emit habori b'pundak kedei shetoshit kos chamen lo'ovri derech hayefim. Mendel, do you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in this world? He put you in this world so that you would run an inn at the crossroads, so that when there's a tired Jew who has no money, there's going to be someone there to take care of him. Because if you don't do that, Mendel, then no one else will. Oscha Mendel he'emid abari b'pundak de'eshto shetiyat lo ke'ani sa'mo v'pesach shar gan eden v'lo b'boshes panen tisyatze b'fnei bezden shalmala. Mendel, you got it all wrong. You think that because you didn't have time to devote yourself to tefillah and to Torah, that you have to go embarrassed to the Beis Din Shalom, that you didn't acquire any type of spiritual accomplishments. Fakert, just the opposite. Mendel, when you go and you face HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120, you know what's going to happen? Listen to how beautiful this is. Yavo l'sham ha'aruchos ha'chamos sh'oshatato al-hochim v'ya'idu b'cha ha'mishkavim harachim sh'rifadat al-hem. So he says, Mendel, you know what's going to happen when you go up to Beis Din Shalom after 120? You know who's going to testify on your behalf? Those hot meals that you serve to all the aniyim, the warm and clean pillows that you put underneath their heads, they will testify on your behalf in front of the Beis Din Shalom. Look what Rav Levi Yitzchak says, paragraph L. Lech Mendel, Chazra el Apundak, who pasach sharab laholchim halom misleos mitlaos hadrachim. Mendel, it's time to come out of retirement, go back to the inn, and throw the doors wide open to all those in need. Paragraph M. Hachsanya shaliyat im aderach shuv niftecha lirvacha bifnei ovrei oreach yagiyekah. And I will say once again, the doors of the inn were wide open to all those who were tired and sapped of their strength. But I say this was Reb Levi Yitzchak Berdichev. And I think the story has an incredible number of profound lessons. Lesson number one is that Rabbi say, we find ourselves in the situations in life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to be. Now, it doesn't mean that sometimes we don't try to extricate ourselves from those circumstances. A person takes a lot of wisdom in life to know what's the situation I'm supposed to be in and what's the situation I'm supposed to get out of. It takes a lot of life wisdom. Those are some of the hardest situations in life. But one thing is for sure, which is whatever situation you are in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you there because there is something to accomplish. There is something to do. There is some type of avoda that you have in that particular circumstance. See, all of these years, Mendel thought that he was shirking his spiritual responsibilities. What he never realized all of those years is that he was in the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be in, to be able to perform these incredible acts and countless acts of chesed. That's lesson number one. We are where HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to be, and we always find a way to go ahead and maximize our current circumstances. Lesson number two. Every single person has a different tachlis. Sometimes we spend our lives thinking that we're supposed to be like other people. Each of us has our own unique mission. For some, their mission is in the Beis Medrash. For others, their mission is in the inn at the crossroads. Each of us has a different mission. And no mission is any more holy or less holy than the other. They're all absolutely necessary. And lesson number three, which is a cornerstone of Chassidus and a cornerstone of Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Rav says, taking care of another human being is one of the most exalted forms of Avodas Hashem. Being there for another Jew in his time of need. Being there for another Jew in his time of crisis. Being there for another Jew when no one else is there. Ein avoda gedola mizo. There's no greater service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein schar gedola mizo. We so often think that, you know who does chesed? Come on, let's be honest. Who does chesed? The people who can't sit in the shir, they do chesed. Like, it's a fantastic Judaic runner-up. You know, if you can't learn, you can be a Baal Chesed. Now, a lot of people, unfortunately, run to Chesed and think it ponders them from learning. That's not true. That's false. Everybody has to learn Torah. Some person can learn for 5 minutes, some person can learn for 3 hours. Everybody has to learn. Also, what the Rebbe is saying is, Chesed is not the runner-up if you don't have a head for learning. Taking care of another Jew, being there for someone else, being a reliable source of comfort for people in need in all different kinds of ways, says the Rebbe, is absolutely no less of an avodah than a person who goes in and learns 18 out of 24 hours a day. Both are serving their Creator, albeit in different ways. And this goes back, all four of these lessons are cornerstones in Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's Hashkafas HaChaim. You are where you need to be. Therefore, figure out what your shlichus is in your particular situation. Understand that every form of avoda is absolutely holy. Don't spend your life trying to be like someone else. Figure out what your avoda is. And the greatest accomplishment that a person could sometimes have in this world is the ability to avoid the trap of egocentricity, self-centeredness, and try to become a selfless person, a Baal Chesed, who is able to look out for the needs of the other. But just stop over here. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, in the Shomer of Rav Levi Yitzchak ben Rav Meir, Sechat Tzadik, the Kalash of Racha, should have an Aliyah, and the merits of the Rebbe should be a Meir Letzioshah for all of us and for Klal Yisrael.
Amen. Thank you.
Not to ask a kasha the nice of the